What happens when you take China out on a popularity poll across the world? So, all right, it's not the entire world. It's 19 countries, but 19 important countries in North America, Europe, the Middle East, but also very importantly, Southeast Asia. So 19 of these countries were picked up by Pew Research. We all know what Pew Research is. Pew Research describes itself as a non-activist fact tank, not a think tank. Now, that's not something that I've heard often before, but it's an interesting formulation, fact tank. Now, they carried out this survey. They carry out a survey every year on how these major countries look at China. They've been doing it for the past few years. This time, they took 19 countries. These 19 countries have the usual suspects. So you have the US, you have Canada, you have UK, etc., etc. But if you look at them, you will find a lot of these are from Europe. And from the Middle East, there is only one, namely Israel. So I will read the whole list for you for your convenience. So here is the full list. You will see it on my screen. There is US, Canada, Netherlands, Sweden, UK, Spain, Germany, Belgium, France, Italy, Greece, Poland, Hungary. As you can see, this is very Europe weighted. Hungary, Israel, Australia, South Korea. Now you're coming into Southeast Asia or Indo-Pacific region generally. Australia, South Korea, Japan, Malaysia, and Singapore. So these are the 19 countries that were surveyed. Now, what is the biggest highlight of the survey? Obviously, I know there is no surprise, there won't be any surprise if I said that China is not particularly popular across these countries now. And when you look at the sample, it looks like almost the entire democratic world. Across this, and democracies vary. They vary in terms of the quality of democracy between, say, Singapore and Malaysia on the one hand, and Japan and the US and Canada on the other. Now, if you look at these countries, it looks as if 68%, now the median there, the average, 68% people in these countries have an unfavorable view of China. How do we define unfavorable? We cut it into two categories. One is very unfavorable. You really detest the Chinese and what they are doing right now. That percentage also is 32%. But 68% is these and those who view China as somewhat unfavorable. So that is 68%. That means China gets 32%. That's not even pass marks in a conventional Indian exam. You need 33% to pass. So on the popularity parade, China fails marginally. Can somebody give it grace marks? We don't know, but we can see that some countries tried. Israel tried, for example. In fact, the surprising thing is that on all these parameters, the country where China gets the best rankings is Israel. And note surprise that one of the areas where it gets stunningly good rankings with Israel, completely in contrast with Israel's Western allies, is on its human rights record. So, you know, birds of a feather flock together, or as you might say in Hindi, chor chor masere bhai, because, you know, Israel can hardly call out another country on its human rights record, given what's happening on the Palestinian side in Israel, along Israel as well. Now, if you look at North America, much of Europe, Japan, Australia. In North America, Japan, Australia, almost 80% plus people, 80-85% have a negative, unfavorable view of China. So this is really getting into sort of St. Stephen's kind of cutoffs, right? They are getting, but these are all negative marks. So these countries, they do the worst. I'll run through these dozen highlights, and where relevant, I will also describe a graphic to you. And all these graphics we are taking from the Pew Research paper. So please do check out that paper. I'm sharing a link with you. You also see the methodology there, methodology of the research, the sample size, how it was done, and also the list of questions asked. So it is all there. Pew is quite scientific. Now, what is the big concern that global opinion has about China? The biggest, believe it or not, is China's human rights record. Now, that is also a reminder to us in India that human rights are important, because global image, if your global image is important to you, which it is, then your record on human rights will be looked at very closely by democratic countries, by democracies. So human rights, 79% people had an unfavorable view of China. 79% people among these 19 countries have concerns about China. Again, I told you, while the Israelis tried their best to help, 47% in fact had very serious concerns. So again, unfavorable people who had concerns about China's human rights record, they were also split into two. Very serious concerns and somewhat serious concerns. 47% have very serious concerns. And if you put them all together, then 79% have serious concerns about Chinese human rights record. Now, point three, and that is counterintuitive. In most of these countries, while populations have great concerns about China, they overwhelmingly have a negative view of China. In most countries, overwhelmingly, people think that their country's relations, bilateral relations with China, are in a reasonable place. Now, that could be a function also of what are each country's expectations of their ties with China. So, say for example, if the Japanese said or the Australians said that, okay, I have all these concerns about China, but our relationship is in a reasonable place. That might also be because of the expectations various countries have of their relationship with China. Then human rights stands out. I told you 47% median is the average for those who call it a very serious concern. The highest of these is in the Netherlands. And where is it the lowest? I leaked that paper to you just a while back. That is Israel. Israel is only 10%. I also explained to you why. That's the lowest. Does economic competition with China worry you? Again, if you see the median is only 30%. You would have thought that a lot more people would be worried about economic competition from China. But that's only 30% median. As a serious problem, the highest percentage is in Japan. That is 38%. And you can see the Japanese, how closely linked Japanese economy with China's is, because Japan shifted a lot of investments, a lot of manufacturing into China. So they have the highest concern. Hungary, on the other hand, has the lowest. Now, Hungary also is a usual suspect, is Orbán's country. So to describe it as a democracy is actually a travesty. It's not even as much of a democracy or as little of a democracy as, say, Turkey. On any index of democracy today, Hungary would rank lower than even Turkey. It's somewhere maybe a little bit above Russia and Belarus. So they don't see such a problem. But again, you see countries in the Asia Pacific region. Australia has concerns. Japan, I mentioned to you, has concerns. South Korea has concerns on economic competition. Next, what percentage of people think that China's influence has increased in the last couple of years in the world? Median average, 62% think. In fact, as I talk, these charts will run. And as I told you just a few minutes back, these charts are all courtesy Pew Research. 66% think that China's image or China's influence has improved for the better. 32% think it has worsened. Europe, on an average, is more positive on China. 2/3 in Spain think so. In fact, not just Spain, but Spain, Italy, Hungary, and majority is in the Netherlands, UK, France, Poland also think so. And is Israel, 75% think so. So once again, I know that we value greatly our relationship with Israel, our friendship with Israel. But in this case, see the kind of warmth that exists or prevails between Israel and China, or the goodwill that the Israelis have towards China. 3/4 of Japan also believes that China's influence has gone up. Australia, South Korea have their doubts, but see, those are the countries sort of in China's front yard, and they have grave concerns about China. Next point, that is number 7. US, Canada, and Europe, they have the highest concerns about China's human rights record. And who has the lowest? I told you Israel, but there is also Malaysia, Singapore. And South Korea, not so much, in the sense that a majority in these countries says that even if the Chinese have a bad human rights record and we have a concern about that human rights record, we should not let that sit on our bilateral relations with China. So don't let your bilateral interests or relations be weighed down by China's human rights records. US, Canada, and most of Europe don't think so. They think that human rights are a big problem in their bilateral relations. But Malaysia, Singapore, and surprisingly here, even South Korea, which otherwise is not in the same category as Malaysia and Singapore also think so. Then there is another very interesting takeaway, and that interesting takeaway is on the left or the right in these democracies, who's more likely to be more concerned about Chinese human rights situation? So you would think normally that it should be the left, and you are, and if you think normally, you will be mostly right. So 12 of the 19 countries, the left seems more concerned about China's human rights record than the right. But you see an exception in South Korea. Right actually has greater concerns about human rights records, human rights situation in China. Then number 8, majority in all but two countries, that is Malaysia and Singapore. Since the remaining 17 countries, all countries, people have little or no confidence in Xi's ability to do something good in world affairs. There are great doubts about Xi. So like country, like leader, like country, because this is a one-man government in China also. It is most negative, as you would expect, in Japan, Australia, South Korea. Once again, I said, countries sort of in China's front yard. Malaysia and Singapore, on the other hand, are the least concerned because those are the countries which also form a kind of China fan club in the region, or maybe nobody wants to take pangas with the big boy. So they tend to be very soft on China. Next, a median of 66% in this catchment of 19 countries believes that China's influence is getting stronger. So see that chart also, and we'll also show you that another interesting chart where India features. Otherwise, India is not surveyed among these countries. That is a chart on attitudes in these 19 countries on which country has increased its influence over the last few years. So China is the highest at 66%, median averages we are giving you. Russia is the second highest at 41%. America is 32%. But obviously, America was already quite influential. India comes fourth. India comes just after America at 28%, which is significant. Then Germany is at 26%, France at 21%, UK at 18%, and so on and so forth. So again, in these countries, there seems to be a larger understanding that India's influence is getting stronger, or India is getting stronger. If you want to see significant countries there, in the US, 23% think India is getting stronger. In Canada, it's 30%. The highest ratings for India among the Western countries actually come from Italy. It's 35%. Although it's not the highest in the entire sample of 19 countries, that highest is in Australia. That is 36. Maybe next time we should not give them such a tough time in cricket, or maybe we should keep giving them tougher time in cricket. That's the reason they respect us even more. Now, you might also be curious to know, so which countries give India the lowest rating? So look eastwards, right? That is Malaysia, the lowest. Malaysia is 19%. 19, that almost a half of where Australia ranks India. And Singapore, which is like a lot of the Indians, rich Indians think Singapore is a suburb of Mumbai. Singapore only 23%. So the countries that rate India the lowest are Malaysia and Singapore. Countries that rate India the highest are Australia and Italy. Israel is not bad at 29. South Korea is 35. Japan is 32. India is doing well there. Most of Europe is about 28 to 30 ballpark. But it is in East Asia, so we need to look east and see what's going on there. Then next point, China's involvement in domestic politics. Now that's very important. Now when countries talk about their concerns vis-a-vis China, we talked about human rights, they've also talked about military power, and I'll give you some data on that. But one of the sources of their concern for some countries seems to be China's ability to interfere in their domestic politics. There the median average of these 19 countries is not that high, but it's not that low either. It's 26% they think that China can interfere in their internal affairs. It's high, as you would expect, in Australia, South Korea, US and Japan. And I will give you some granular data on that with a chart as we go along. In Australia, 86%. Now, overall numbers in Australia this year, 86% have had a negative view of China. I'm just summing up. In Australia, 83% also think their country's ties with China are bad. In Japan, 87% have a negative view of China. There's only one instance in the history of this Pew research when Japan's view of China was lower than 87%. That was 2013. It was 93%, but that is when East China Sea tensions were at their peak. As we go ahead with countries with high unfavorable rating, please see the full chart. You can identify these there. These are South Korea 80, US 82, Canada 74. Almost each one has gotten worse over the previous year. And once again, where does China look the least worst? It is Singapore 34, Malaysia 39. Human rights. How many people are very worried about human rights? How many people are somewhat worried or overall? I'd given you that figure earlier, 47 and 79. So look at this chart again. Again, you get granular detail. There is also a chart, and please see this now, which lists all the countries. And then you can see this highlights their key concerns, because all countries don't have the same key concern. So many have human rights, but look at military. On the threat from China's military power, growing military power, the median is 37, but overall concern is 72. In terms of China as an economic competitor, median is 30, so not too bad. Political interference, median is 26 for strong apprehensions, and average is 59. So please keep looking at this graphic, which as I mentioned to you, tells you which countries worries most about what. So I'm deliberately not taking the one parameter, not talking about the one parameter, that is economic competition, because we don't find that significant. So generally, I will talk about the other three, which is human rights, military power, and interference in my internal politics. So the US, 42% are worried about human rights, very worried. Military power, 43. And interference in domestic politics, 47. So 47% of the Americans worry that the Chinese can interfere in their domestic politics. For Canada, the same numbers are 56 for human rights, 40 for military power, about the same as America, but human rights much higher than America. And 34% Canadians also worry about Chinese interfering in their domestic affairs. Which are the two countries that worry the most, about China interfering in their internal affairs? These are also the countries that worry the most about China's military power. So South Korea, 54% think that they worry about China interfering in their domestic affairs. Australia, 52% have the same view. 57% of the Australians are worried about growing Chinese military power. 46% of the South Koreans are worried about rising Chinese military power. And I'm sure they see it through the prism of their northern brother or northern estranged sibling, that is North Korea. But look at Japan, the country with the highest apprehension about rising Chinese military power is Japan. And there the percentage is 60. Now, before I let you go, I will also tell you one little mischievous point also take away, because I've told you all the countries that have a high opinion of India, that India is really getting stronger. Who are the countries that think India is actually getting weaker? It's not getting stronger. If you look at those parameters, then it's again the usual suspect. It's Malaysia and it's Singapore. So Malaysia and Singapore both think India is not getting stronger. If anything, India is getting weaker. So this is Pew Research a few weeks back. In fact, from Davos, I'd done it. I'd picked up that other research that a European think tank had done, looking at Chinese attitudes of the world, including India's. And I will share a link to that episode of Cut the Clutter again. You can check that out. But this is Pew. Pew is very highly reputed and generally taken seriously.